call received from home care agency.
Good morning. This is Jasmine. How can I assist you?
My name is Jacqueline Simmons, and I have never been in touch with your agency, but today I just received a text from you for a ride to 1901.
We don't do rides, ma'am. You're calling a home care agency?
I'm not sure where you would get that from, that message. We don't send messages.
It comes up to the name of your company.
This is Family First Care. It's a home care agency. Did you guys need home care services?
It says Motive Care.
Mm-mm. This is Family First Care, ma'am.
This is the number that came up. Okay, I'll click another number. I'm sorry.
That's weird. No, please. Keep us in mind for any future home care needs, okay? You be well.
I didn't hear you.
I said keep us in mind for any future home care needs, ma'am. Be well.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't believe in accidents. Okay.
Did you need help then?
No, I have an aid,
okay.
But this came up, and I'm talking to you, so I'll keep you in mind, all right?
And it could be also they might have called. Like if they called over the weekend, because we have a radio campaign going on now, because we're one of the highest paying agencies and we're accepting new participants. She could have possibly called to check the rates if that's that you wanted to know.
No, I have an Uber text ride.
Oh, okay. That's different. Yeah.
And I don't know nothing about the company. This is the
right.
First time I'm hearing about it.
Right.
But,
yeah
it comes
different.
Up, and they got my address.
Ooh, okay. That's a lot of information.
Yeah, they got my address, and they saying it's coming tomorrow at 1:30. The ride will be here at 1:30 to pick me up.
They probably messed up and sent it to the wrong patient or the wrong participant of the program.
Okay, I don't even know anything about the program. That's why I was wondering.
I don't know.
Okay,
don't
it's
know
another.
Either. I'm just trying to figure that out for you. I don't know. We only do home care services. This is an agency.
Yeah, and I do have a home health aid already.
All right. And you're happy with your services, ma'am?
For now.
Okay. Great.
That's why I said it's no accidents or coincidences. So.
Okay. Well, keep us in mind.
I'm gonna put. Yes, I will.
And also,
where are you located?
We're right in Philadelphia, but we're licensed throughout the state. And we just also got, we raised our rates. So we're one of the highest paying agencies. So if you wanted to know the rates, you could always call me and let me know. It's just in case she's not making as much as the other agencies are offering. We could be her price so she could make more money.
Okay.
All right.
And I have a Yeah, I have a sister I'm trying to convince, but I said it's no accident, okay? Right.
Yeah, tell your sister to call me. I'm going to give you my direct number, and I can explain the process to her and what she will need to get onto services, and then I'll just help her throughout the way.
Okay, what is it?
My number is 267.
267.
551.
551.
7410. And my name is Jasmine.
7410.
7410. 7410. If that helps.
74. Okay. 7410. All right.
And what's your name, ma'am?
I have a mini stroke.
Oh no! Sorry to hear that.
It's been a couple of years, but I'm still. Still working on this brain stuff.
And you're Miss Jacqueline, you said, correct?
Yeah, Jackie.
Jackie. All right,
okay.
Jackie.
All right.
It's been a pleasure, okay?
Thank you.
Call me if you need me, okay? You take care.
All right.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.